I really was kind of getting into the fact that like implants like changed my life. Like the dental implant literally changed my career. It changed my life. Like so much of what I do is because of that one procedure.
Welcome back to the Millennial Dentist Podcast, a podcast all about working smarter, not harder, pushing dentists to go beyond dental school dentistry and build the practice of your dreams. Here is your host, the millennial dentist himself, Dr. Sully Sullivan.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Millennial Dentist Podcast. I hope you're having a great day. Super pumped to be with you today. We're going to be talking about business profitability. So not only business profitability, but the difference between business profitability and procedural profitability. So this will be a fun one, I think, for all you listeners out there. So before we get started, remember this podcast is sponsored by myself, and T-Bone, and 3D Dentist. And so we want you to make sure you know about us. Come check us out, 3D Dentist. Hey, if you haven't joined the app, I'm telling you, the content is so good. Free app. Go to Android or Apple Store and download the 3D Dentist app. There are some big things coming this summer we're really excited about. We're going to be debuting some fun news, some new partnerships, so get excited about that. And then and I do want to touch base. Hey, if you're not placing implants, I thought about this the other day. Like I did a podcast on another podcast, Full Arch Secrets, so check them out. But it was fun because I got to kind of tell my story, and I don't do that a lot. Like obviously I've told it before, but I don't do it on like a regular basis. And I really was kind of getting into the fact that like implants like changed my life. Like the dental implant literally changed my career. It changed my life. Like so much of what I do is because of that one procedure. And maybe I'll do a podcast on that next. But if you're not placing dental implants, gosh, make an effort to learn. I think we do unbelievable education in that space. So come check us out. We've got some opening and availability in the fall for live patient and didactic. That's new this year as well. But please reach out to me if you've got questions, or reach out to Meredith, meredith@3d-dentist.com to learn more about that stuff. All right, let's get into it. So this kind of came up because I was talking with one of our doctors in our mastermind program, and he was looking at individual procedural profitability. And I think that's a little bit of a rabbit hole to go down because it can start to make you be like, oh my gosh, like this procedure has 50% profitability, where this one has 5%, whereas this one I break even. And I don't think that's a great way to look at it. I mean, at the end of the day, we want to maintain a level of profitability and grow our business, but we can't always look at it in such a minute way. And I think sometimes that kind of like rabbit hole can be not really good. Now let's try to use some comparisons to kind of have this conversation. So every business has a store, right? And your store sells something. In dentistry, we can sell cleanings, we can sell implants, I can sell fillings, I can sell crowns, I can sell braces, I can sell all these different things that you can sell depending on that it's in your scope that you do it. That's no different than a oil change shop or a grocery store. Like, you know, they sell different things and you can buy different stuff. Now, if you think about it, there are certain items in a grocery store that probably definitely have higher profitability than others. And there's certain things that probably don't have high profitability. So you think about, okay, well, why would I have, as a business, why would I maintain something that doesn't have a high profitability over something that does? Like that doesn't make a lot of sense. And just from a margin standpoint of the expense or the cost to get those patients or to get those items, et cetera. Well, I think the first reason is that there is a value in having something on your menu that meets a lot of different people where they're at. So step one is, and I don't know the profitability of items in a food store, so you have to bear with me, but let's pretend that milk isn't a very high profitable thing. That like the margin on milk is not very good. Well, if you're a grocery store that didn't sell milk, that would be a problem, right? So now I have to decide, okay, if I'm going to go to Publix because they sell milk, or I'm going to go to Kroger, but they don't sell milk, and I have a 6-year-old who likes to drink milk, then the problem is like, I'm probably going to ideally go to the place where I can go one place to get multiple things versus having, because even if it's, there's a cost saving somewhere else, the cost that I have to get out of my car somewhere else, go somewhere else, or place 2 Instacart orders for all you millennials, like it just, like that's something that you have to think about. So we're no different when it comes to things like hygiene, right? Hygiene is not a high profitable thing, but if I can't go get a cleaning somewhere, like that's probably a problem. Fillings are like this. Fillings aren't a super highly profitable procedure, but the reality is if I didn't offer fillings in my practice, that would be kind of inconvenient for patients. And so at some point, patients would be like, you know what? I'm just going to go somewhere where I can get it all done. I think it's the same benefit to you offering procedures on a larger spectrum of being a one-stop shop, because that is that has a high, like that's been good for us as a practice because that has a much, what am I trying to say? It just meets the consumer where they're at, meaning it's more patient-centric if they can come here and get all their dentistry done versus having to be referred to other places. So again, I don't necessarily look at it as, well, I could be doing a highly profitable thing when I'm doing this. It's sometimes it's the cost of business because I wouldn't get the patients if I wasn't doing that type of dentistry in that regard. That also kind of goes into the mentality of what sedation brings and what gaining your skill set brings, because now all of a sudden I might be doing this dentistry comprehensively in one visit. So let's take a filling, for example. If I can accompany fillings with a crown or fillings with an implant or fillings with some other procedure, now all of a sudden that is what we call incremental growth, where there's really not a lot of overhead relative to the procedure that just adds more revenue to the top line. So by doing, and that's like a 3D dentist core concept, right? That we would do fewer well-planned visits, more dentistry on the same patients in less time, that allows that to be helpful as well. So those are kind of like, I guess, two areas where it comes into play. The other one that I think is important to understand is that it's how you can help grow your business, because now I may be stepping into to a space that is less profitable procedure, but it allows me to grow maybe in something more that I enjoy more, that I produce more. Maybe it's at less of a margin, but a higher dollar amount. That's going to, I need you to sit on that for a second. Meaning it may be a high percentage overhead procedure, but still spit out more revenue or even profit because of the dollar amount of the procedure. Like an implant has a higher expense, but if done in the right way, it's more profitable than something that has no expense, given the cost and whatnot of things. So you have to just look at it differently in that regard. And then we're not even talking about like professional satisfaction, you know, enjoying these type of things, and that I'd rather be doing this dentistry over this dentistry. So we were talking about like, you know, hybrids, because hybrids are very expensive. And some of these bigger, larger cosmetic cases are expensive. So you're like, I want to get into big case dentistry that has a high profitability. You know, these are things you have to take into account. Now, the big challenge that we also had is you can't, and why I don't like looking at this in an individual basis, is that you're looking at things through a lens of, if I could always be doing something else, then I shouldn't be doing this. And so through that lens, you'd map out all your procedures and you'd say, well, gosh, this procedure X spits out the most profitability for the time that I do it, so I should just only do that. Well, unfortunately, there's not a limitless supply of that. I mean, at the end of the day, there's only so many crowns. There's only so many implants. And now you can go get more, but that requires added cost, et cetera. So then when you take in that cost of acquisition, it doesn't make as much sense either in that regard. So kind of summing up what we've talked about so far, I would say that it's important to understand your cost and your expenses and things, but we need to understand that there's more to it based off where you're at in growth, meaning trying to bring in more top line revenue, and also understanding, are you trying to grow other dentists? Like, do you need more procedures? Are you trying to optimize things? Like, what is your goal also has an impact on those decision makings. All right, I want to move into the kind of the second phase of this. And this is looking at your fixed costs versus your variable cost, right? So when we look at trying to identify this, we have to understand that there's certain things that are going to have a fixed cost, right? That's my rent. That's more or less my team. I mean, you could look at team as a variable cost, but the way I see it is if I've got a team member and they're there, I'm paying for them. Your computers, your IT, your internet, your water, like those are all relative fixed cost. I understand there's a level of variability, but those don't vary much at all versus like, okay, if I do a crown, that is a cost that varies based off, you know, how many crowns I do. If I'm spending marketing dollars, like these are things that I don't have to necessarily spend money on unless I do those type of procedures. So the challenge with this is that dentistry has some relatively high fixed costs. And so because of that, the only way that I can really mitigate those costs is to grow top line revenue. And so in some instances, it's helpful to bring on a procedure that's less profitable because it's helping lower your fixed cost by driving top line revenue. Because if I just optimize myself to only doing a certain procedures that are in that area, then that limits the top line revenue growth that I can have, which ultimately drives down the fixed cost. So that's something that's really important to kind of understand, because when you're making the decision of like, should I keep this procedure? Is it worth us doing this procedure? Because that's kind of where this comes down to too, is I got to recognize that one, I have to control the variable cost because those are going to come with it no matter, like, you know, when I do a procedure, that's something I can control. But I need to recognize that every time I do something and I'm not doing something else, that's helping lower my fixed cost. So unless you're losing money or breaking even on it, it's still an asset to lowering those fixed costs, in which that case that comes into play. Whoo! It's kind of like a power episode, honestly, like a quick hitter. Yeah, I just think it's some good discussion to think about, especially as you get into trying to optimize your business. You're looking at spending money on marketing and trying to decide, you know, what expenses matter and what expenses don't. Like, should I be doing this type of dentistry? Should I be playing in this area? But I think those different things that we talked about are hopefully some good keys to making those decisions along the way. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Let me know if you got questions. We'll talk soon. Work smarter, not harder.
Thank you for listening to The Millennial Dentist. Visit us online at millennialdentist.com.